City Councilwoman Sherry Myers has been a consistent advocate for environmental change. When she initially pushed for the formation of a climate task force 5 years ago, she was met with some pushback.
It was not a very popular word or words politically for public officials to talk about. But now that atmosphere is completely changed.
Since the city has become friendlier to climate policy, Myers is working on implementing suggestions from the task force. Right now, she's focused on reforestation efforts.
We are continuing to allow severe clear-cutting of the tree canopy in the city of Pensacola, and especially in District 2, the district I represent, where you already have a lot of commercial development.
But the lack of trees in Pensacola is part of a bigger challenge the city is facing. In 2018, the Climate Task Force made more than 80 recommendations. 5 of them made it to the mayor's desk. Plant more trees, make commercial areas greener, complete a greenhouse gas emissions inventory, set a renewable energy goal, and form another crew to clean stormwater inlets.
We're planning to do everything, just like we talked about with our transition team.
That's Mayor Grover Robinson. Though he's dedicated to all the climate policies outlined in the transition report, he says some things will take more time.
There are a couple things in there that we may take a little bit longer for us to implement, but we're still going through that process. And our whole belief is that environmentally, if we make incremental strides, we'll go a long way. But the idea is to not do anything that's going to overall provide a significant shock to the budget and the system, but overall something that we can do incrementally so that we constantly are improving and getting better.
But renewable energy and doing a greenhouse gas inventory are two climate policies on which the city hasn't taken action. Christian Wagley is the coastal organizer for Healthy Gulf and wrote the environmental transition document for Mayor Robinson.
The most pressing issue by far is we absolutely have to reduce our emissions, and we have to switch. The main part of that is going to be switching to renewable energy and transitioning to renewable energy. The transition to renewable energy is the most important thing that the city can do to prepare for climate change.
But in terms of doing anything about the long-term climate change issue, one city is not going to make a difference if it cuts all its greenhouse gases out.
That's Dr. Wade Jeffrey, an advisor to the Pensacola Climate Task Force and UWF biology professor. He says the idea of cutting emissions is a great idea, but it'll have to be a team effort between all the cities to make a difference.
Pensacola as a city should be one of the municipalities involved and engaged. And you know, if nobody does it, if you sit around and wait for the other guy to do it first, it's never going to happen.
The transition report recommends Pensacola reach 30% renewable energy by 2030, mainly through solar panel installation on city buildings. It also asks the city to curb greenhouse gas emissions. And according to the mayor's office, the city started a greenhouse gas emissions inventory over the summer, but has not moved forward with plans for renewable energy yet. Abigail Meganson, WUWF News.